This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Major League Baseball opening day today. Rangers tomorrow.
What?
We've got CBS Sports 20 bold predictions for the 2020 season. You can tell me what do you think about the legitimacy of any of these things. Number one, the baseball will be even more juiced.
I'm going to say it'll be as juiced as when they changed the ball in mid-2015, which is factually correct. It's when baseball bought the ball from Rawlings, because now Major League Baseball controls Rawlings, so they can do whatever they want to the ball. And scientists have cut open balls from then, and they can tell you that, yes, they have changed the ball. Yet Major League Baseball will keep telling you that, no, that's not true. And they're like, here, we just sliced one in half. Mm-hmm. We have done all the research on it, and you've changed the ball.
Last year, there were 6,776 home runs. Obviously, with far fewer games, you won't see any such record, but the per-game record could be up there.
Kevin, how do you, in fact, juice a baseball even better? Is there a way to put flubber inside of the ball or like lace the strings and the cork with some sort of bouncy material or whatever?
All right, look, I'm not going to lie. I had not considered that, but now that you mentioned flubber, I definitely hope that something like that happens. Now, number two, it's your boy, Mike Bassick. Ronald Acuna Jr. will go 20-20. So 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases. To go along with that, can you name the only four players ever with 40-40 seasons?
Canseco.
Correct, 1988.
Alfonso Soriano.
Correct, 2006.
I believe, didn't Barry Bonds do it?
Correct, 1996.
Oh.
And I'm going to say A-Rod is the other guy.
No, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Scabrod.
There you
Scabrod go. Got it done in 1998.
Do I have to listen to that Joker call the game tonight?
No, I don't. I'm going to put it on mute. A 2020 season would be the equivalent of a 54-54 season in 162 games.
Yeah.
Can Acuna get it done?
No, he had 37 stolen bases last year in 162. I think 20 is going to be really tough. I do think there are a few people, Aaron Judge, Pete Alonso, Joey Gallo, that have a chance. Acuna is a great hitter and might win the MVP. 20 stolen bases is impossible the way the game is played today. And so I will say, could he go possibly 20-10? Maybe.
Okay.
But 20-20, they just won't. Nobody tries to steal bases. He led the league last year with 37 in 162.
Bold prediction number three, the San Diego Padres will throw their first no-hitter. The Padres are the only team in baseball to not have a no-hitter. They have had not one, not two, not three, not four, but five no-hitters broken up in the ninth inning over the years. They have never had a no-hitter. Will now be the time.
Chris Paddock has the ability to do it. He was on an innings restriction last year. I think throwing nine innings is really tough in today's game because they just don't want guys going that far. So I will say, no, they won't throw a no-hitter this year because they won't go nine innings.
I think that there will be more pitchers going deeper this year, based on like our just. And I know
it's a good theory.
All the managers are treating it differently, but Chris Woodward kind of suggested, look, if I got a guy that's going hot, I'm probably going to leave him in. So I think that guys are going to look at this season and say, you know what, I'm gonna really try and make this happen because I can go after it.
Give me the exact prediction for the batting average of A's Chris Davis this year.
Doesn't he like always bat 241 or something? Or
so, last year was an anomaly where he hit 220. In 2015, 16, 17, and 18, every single year he hit 247.
247.
Bold prediction number four, Chris Davis will once again hit 247.
Exactly. That's true. That's the easiest one to do, is to exactly bat 247.
And then he has, what, 42, 43, and 48 home runs in those years, man. Like, this dude is just, he's a freak.
I don't know what the hell happened last year, but he'll get it back on track.
Well, the Rangers figured out how to pitch him. That really hurt, because he batted like 500 with 73 home runs every year.
That could have single-handedly changed his batting average down.
Yeah, he might have. If the Rangers would have kept throwing fastballs and curveballs low in the zone, he might have still batted 247.
Bold prediction number 5, and this is bold indeed. Yoenis Cespedes will lead New York in home runs.
Over Pete Alonso?
Over Pete Alonso. They said he's been crushing the ball all summer camp long. Over
okay, hey, it's a bold prediction.
Do you think not likely to happen, though?
And Pete Alonso's a special player. But, I mean, you know, look, injuries can happen. A cold streak can happen. So, hey, I think a lot of these bold predictions, I think 2020 is the one most absurd so far. Like, out of all the bold predictions, getting 20 stolen bases in this season's, like, impossible.
I will be curious to see if you think this one is more absurd. Bold prediction number 8. Shohei Ohtani will be the best player on the Angels this year.
It's my dark horse MVP.
That was a prediction I bet was made before they saw Mike Trout make his announcement yesterday.
I think Mike Trout will out-hit him, as in we'll say, hey, Mike Trout's the better hitter and obviously the better defensive player, because Ohtani's going to DH when he hits. But if Ohtani bats 300 with 8 home runs and 25 RBIs and then pitches and goes 5-1 with a 2 ERA, is he not the best player on the Angels?
Maybe. I mean, like, you might be right about that. It's just that just being better than Mike Trout is nearly impossible right. for anybody in the sport. Well, so it's just – I just still like Mike Trout's just that good. I think a lot of times he's taken for granted on how good he is, and I think he'll still be the best.
I'm with you. I think that's when we talk about Barry Bonds versus Babe Ruth versus Hank Aaron, we always go to Babe Ruth won 100 games as a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, like, there's an argument that Bonds is a better hitter and Hank Aaron's a better hitter. The issue then comes, how many wins did they have as pitchers? And you're like, damn, Babe Ruth had 100 wins as a pitcher? I think that puts him over the top. So I think Shohei can win the MVP.
How concerned do you think that the Angels should be about Rendon? I know they said they want him to play this weekend, but the fact that, like, he's already a little nicked up before the season starts.
I can't remember where I was reading this, but one of the national writers wrote it, and I thought it was a great point, is this year, with the lack of spring training and the lack of strength and conditioning that these guys got in, I mean, they immediately went into playing inter-squad games, right? I mean, they're like, we just have to get in. We just have to start playing games. Just start playing is that there could be a lot of muscle strains and muscle injuries this year because there was the lack of getting – ready for the season physically.
I'm sorry we have to interrupt this baseball news to bring you breaking hockey news, Corey.
And breaking news on 105.3 The Fan is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil's made from natural gas.
It's
in the Pennzoil. Swift.
Now confirmed, the newest NHL franchise will be the Seattle Kraken.
Yes!
And the sweater is gorgeous,
it,
man.
Okay, so
Where is it?
We will tweet out a picture at KNC1053, but Mike, the way they did the video
I thought I was making a good point on the muscle injuries, how excited you guys were.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a really good point, really, but then I saw the Seattle S, and then this tentacle goes all the way through the S, and then this eye pops up in the middle of the S, and I was like, whoa, that's freaking awesome.
I was hoping
awesome.
They'd be the Supersonics.
So they will not be the Seattle Supersonics. They will be the Seattle Kraken is the new NHL team. Bassett?
Is Kevin Durant going to get that team to leave as well in the future, or what?
I cannot deny that that could, in fact, happen.
Okay.
The AL Rookie of the Year will play for the Chicago White Sox. However, it will not be Luis Robert.
I don't know. Eloy Jimenez was a rookie last year. I'm not exactly sure who their other rookie is.
A fellow by the name of Nick Madrigal. He's a 5'7" second baseman But his slashes last year were 311, 377, and 414. He only had 16 strikeouts in 120 games.
Del Murphy wrote an article on him a year ago that he could change the game a little bit in that he has that kind of Tony Gwynn, Rod Carew, Wade Boggs. Like, I'm just naming those guys that have great averages that you just can't get swing and misses on. So he's an old school, Corey. You might really want to follow this guy and like him. He's an old school, you know, has a chance to, you know, this is too high of praise, but has a chance to bat 400, and a guy that is, you just can't get him to miss the ball. With two strikes, he's going to battle you to the death to put the ball in play.
2.2% swing and miss ratio, by far the lowest in minor league baseball. Now, bold prediction number 10. The Twins will end, I know you agree with this, Bassick, their postseason losing streak. They lost game 3 of the ALDS. That was their 16th straight postseason loss, which ties the 1975 to 1979 Chicago Blackhawks for the longest postseason losing streak in the history of North American pro sports.
Yeah, this is the year of the Twinkie in the American League.
What is it that you think makes that team so good?
Their whole lineup hits 30 home runs. I mean, that one of the, I know that's in a full season, but last year I think they had 6 guys hit 30 home runs.
Wow.
So their lineup, even though they don't have Mike Trout or a healthy Aaron Judge or Mookie Betts, you know, the guys that we think of just like super stud, they just 1 through 9, I think they have the best lineup in the American League. Houston has a case. I think the Yankees also have a case with that. I love their lineup. I think Jose Berríos is a superstar pitcher that is going to have a chance to win the Cy Young this year. So my prediction of the Twins going this far is Jose Berríos is going to be my dark horse to win the Cy Young. And then they just have a great lineup. And I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name already, but I forgot that Luis Arias, I might be saying his last name totally wrong and butchering it. But that dude, like, you brought him up a few weeks ago, and I'm like, wait, let me look him up. And I'm like, oh, damn, one of their guys that bats in the bottom of the lineup, bats like 320 and you know, is a good hitter too. So I think that they also picked up some veteran starting pitching. They struggled last year at the back end of their rotation. I think they're better at the back end of their rotation now, and they have a solid bullpen. So I really like that team.
I think it, when Mike says dark horse for Cy Young, I think that there are going to be a lot of different guys vying for spots that you didn't expect to be in those. And it's going to be very difficult to differentiate who had a great season versus who was hot.
Yeah.
But, man, I think that's another thing that just makes this season that much more interesting, is because all these guys could be hot at the same time.
They get 20 games, too, against the Royals and the Tigers. You want to talk about racking up stats, possibly.
Now, if you want a blast from the past, the last time the Twins won a postseason game, it was Game 1 of the ALDS in 2004 against the Yankees.
Johan Santana.
Yes, he did start that game. Their lineup was Shannon Stewart, Jock Jones, Torrey Hunter, Justin Morneau, Corey Koski, Lou Ford, Christian Guzman, Michael Kadir, and Henry Blanco.
Okay.
But since then, they have now tied the record for futility in professional sports. And then, if you missed the breaking news of the last 2 segments, Mike Tyson is going to fight Roy Jones Jr. in an exhibition bout, and the new Seattle NHL team is officially called the Seattle Kraken. I didn't know it would work out like this, but that segues perfectly into our next segment.
What if they fight on a boat and then they have wobbly legs and they're like, well, waves are hitting the boat right now?
Save that kind of insightful fight thinking for another month or so.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.